fifth parak of Pesach and Mishnah Zayin. Yot v'katz yishoinim nichnus v'kashniyo. When the first group finished, they let them all out, and now they filled up the zayin with the second group. Got the shniyim nichnas v'shlishis. K'maisa yishoinim kach maisa shniyim v'shlishis. The way it was done with the first group was done with the second and third group. Koru es ha-halel. They would read the halel as they were. The Levim would read, would sing the halel as they were bringing the Korban Pesach, and the Kahal that was involved in it, the Yisraelim, would enter part of the halel with them. In Gomer Shalom, if they finished the entire halel, then they'd say it over again. In Mishana Shilashim, if they finish it twice, they'd say it a third time. The Maitha, things went so fast that they never had to say halel three times. By the time they finished the second halel, they finished all the Korbanos of that group. So the third group they never made it to that part of Ahavti, because there was a small amount of people left for the third group, and this is even in the first time around. And I was, the first two groups they would say hallel two times, but they went up to two times, never say it a third time. In the third group they wouldn't even make it past Ahavti in the first hallel. Next.